Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, Comedian's Guide to Autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith.
I'm Graham Kay, the other host.
Yes, in studio again.
Yes.
We're turning over, this is three in a row in studio.
Three in a row in the studio, being very productive, you know, making a lot of time, making a lot of good choices with our time here. I'm only in town for a little bit, and, you know, getting three done is pretty good.
Not terrible.
We are again going to, we have another, this is three episodes in a row with an interview. This is a longer one. It's going to take up the majority of the episode. We don't have a lot of time for our usual week in reviews, but that's okay because this next coming interview is awesome. But let's just set it up. This is Autastic. This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians, and we both have loved ones who have autism. Kirk's son is 18 and severely autistic, and my little brother is pretty autistic himself. In fact, he reminds me a lot of one of the people that gets interviewed in the upcoming interview. See if you can catch it, folks, longtime listeners, fans of Pete. You will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this was at the Disability Rights Legal Center's annual gala, the opportunity to interview Ernie, the CEO of this company, Exceptional Minds, that, to be honest, I've heard about for a few years. I've been trying to track him down. I've had scheduling conflicts, but this is it. We got him. And without further ado, let's roll it. Let's roll the tape. I am this week at the Disability Rights Center event right down here at Fox Studios, downtown Los Angeles, not really downtown, at the studios here, and I'm really excited. You know, we've talked about interviewing this gentleman for some time now. I'm very excited to have Ernie Merlin.
Hello, it's great to be here.
Thanks so much for agreeing to do this. Now,
I'm so thrilled to be here. It's awesome.
We've been talking about having you on for some time just because we're so excited about what you're doing. I'd rather you spell it out versus I destroy it and totally bumble it. What exactly does your organization do, Ernie?
We are Exceptional Minds. It's a school for talented young adults with autism. We teach them visual effects and animation and actually give them the people skills necessary to get work in the entertainment industry.
That's amazing. And you're based where exactly?
We're based in Sherman Oaks, which is kind of in the heart of what is Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Right over the hill. It's great.
Right over the hill, near Burbank, near Studio City, near Hollywood.
Right in the heart of the action.
That's right.
Now, how did this happen? What drew you into this, exciting field?
My story is a little more drawn out than that. I was an Imagineer. I worked for Disney for 12 years building amusement parks.
Awesome.
And then I started my own company doing visual effects and animation for Disney, Universal, and many of the amusement parks. When one day these amazing ladies showed up, these ladies that had kids with autism or were related in some way to kids with autism, some of them were in the movie industry, and they came to me asking how I can help them start a program to help these talented young adults work and actually get jobs
in
the movie industry.
Yeah.
And so basically they wanted me to help them start a school. Well, I didn't know anything about schools and I didn't know anything about autism. So naturally I said, sure, let's try this.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong? We started out by me helping out for about 10 hours a week, and that turned into 20, 30, 40, 50. Pretty soon I shut down my studio and I dedicated all my time to helping to build Exceptional Minds.
And so how long has Exceptional Minds been open?
Well, we're in our seventh year.
Okay, amazing.
And we've gone through about 32 graduates that have gone through the program. We have about 34 right now that are in the program.
Oh, wow.
And we have another 50 that come in part-time, another 140 that come in during the summertime.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we've grown really fast, but the key to it is teaching them to do something that the entertainment industry needs.
And values and pays.
That's right. So we've looked for things like rotoscoping is something that is typically sent overseas to India, Malaysia. And we went to the studios and we said, what do you have that we can hold on to here?
Right.
That if you're sending 40 shots out, how can we keep four of them? And we started by doing that. So about 3 years ago, we started actually doing visual effects work for the studios, starting with things like American Hustle and some of the Marvel movies. And we've kept that business going, and it's most of it's repeat business now with all the big studios.
So this is a simple question, but I just want to be 100% clear. This is a for-profit business. You're trying to employ these young people, right? This isn't like a situation where you're just keeping them busy. This is actually you're producing something, and the studio pays you.
Right. So we are a nonprofit.
Right.
But the whole mission is for these graduates to get paid.
Amazing.
So even the ones – so we have – right now, seven graduates that are employed on the outside, including one at Marvel and one at Cartoon Network.
Okay.
But then we have another 15 that are working inside our visual effects studio and another five that are working in our brand new animation studio. And they are actually getting paid. This is all about
that's
work.
Great. Yeah.
And getting their names in the credits because that's really what it's all about in Hollywood. Yeah.
It's all about getting credit. No, I'm joking. That's hilarious. That's amazing. So... how does it work? You have people that come to you all the time. There's an application process. People reach out to you.
So, yeah, people have to apply to the program. We have about three applicants for every spot. So it is a very competitive.
It's like Harvard over here.
It's a little hard to get into.
It's Harvard for the animation thing in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, we're looking for people who are really driven, who this is their passion. This is what they're good at. They happen to have autism, and I believe that makes them uniquely qualified to, they might be obsessive with detail.
Okay.
That's something that we need. They're terrible liars. so I think that's something that's really good for being an employee.
Right.
But the fact is we prepare them and everyone comes in different. When you met someone with autism, you met exactly one person with autism.
Yeah, that's what we always say. You met one person with autism, you met one person with autism.
Right. That's right. So they're all super different. So in the first year, we expose them to things like Animate and Photoshop and Premiere and After Effects. Mm-hmm. We start to figure out what they're good at. So some of them are going to lean more towards animation and be really good at it. Quite honestly, all of them come in saying, I want to be an animator because that's what they've grown up with all their lives. But we assess who really is naturally good at that. And then we look at, well, where else can their skills be used? So we've graduated folks that are focused on visual effects. We've graduated some that are focused on editing. And now that we started our new animation studio, we have folks working on animation.
Tell them about your animation studio. How's that going to work?
Oh, it's great. So we've got, again, right now we have about five that have graduated into animation. We have another five that are coming in right behind them. We started out by doing a big job for the LA Zoo. So they're having their 50th anniversary, and we did their animated logo, which you can check out on our website.
That's awesome.
www.exceptionalmindstudio.org. And then we've now begun to do other projects, like for BJ Lederman, who is he's the guy that writes all the music for NPR or a lot of the programs on NPR. We've begun to do a tutorial on teaching kids how to brush their teeth. It's actually an app, and the app sees how they're brushing their teeth, and they get points for doing it right.
What's the app called?
The app is called Tooth Star, but that's the working name, so I'm not sure what it's going to come out as.
Okay, so it's not out yet.
Not out just yet.
Got it.
We do Christmas cards for folks, so custom Christmas cards, animated Christmas cards that we put out, and we just work on whatever projects can come along. But we're brand new. We're about 6 months old.
That's amazing. Yeah. So what's the... talk to me about some of your star pupils, some of the people that, not that all the students aren't special, but the people that really seem to take what the opportunity they're given and really hit the nail on the head.
I think star comes down to what you're looking for, because some of them are stars for simply having gotten through our program, right? And kind of dealt with some of the issues hurdles they were trying to get over. And some have accomplished great things, maybe in some cases, maybe because they were a little higher functioning and they were able to accomplish them. So there's different levels of it.
Honestly, my son would not. If we could get my son and my longtime listeners know this, I'm not making fun of my son at all. But if we could get my son to do the janitorial services at your facility, that would be a huge win for us because the spectrum is very wide. So my son's on the severe end.
That's right.
So yeah, you're exactly right. But talk to me about some of your success stories.
So we've got. Let's see, Chris, that's over at Marvel, is been there for almost 3 years now, and is doing really great work over there. They're loving him there. We've got Matthew Delorme that just got hired at Cartoon Network.
Oh, that's amazing!
That's really exciting stuff. We've got Alexander Knight that's at a place called New Edit, and they say that he is not only He's changed the culture of the whole place there. I mean, he comes in and he knows all the latest sports scores. He knows everything that's going on over there, and they love him there, right? And then you've got Patrick Brady, who's just doing great at a place called Barnstorm, and they've adopted him in there, and they want to help us help him, and so they've kind of altered and created a custom program for him.
What an incredibly encouraging thing for both the students and for the families. Yeah,
that's
to be able to really find their niche and really excel and contribute. That's one of my goals for my son, for him to be a taxpaying contributor to society. Yeah, in whatever capacity.
You know, this last young man that I mentioned, Patrick, when I first met him, he wouldn't look at me in the eye. He wouldn't shake my hand. But he could draw.
Wow.
And he had created this animated series called Superheroes Couples Therapy. So imagine Boy Wonder asking Batman, wait, why do we have to wear our underwear on the outside of our pants? And he had created this whole series about that. And so imagine seeing all your favorite superheroes in couples therapy.
What a great idea.
But he's worked really hard to be able to do what he's doing.
I think he's on to some insight there. I think a lot of the superheroes have a lot of issues. I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
Batman could use some therapy daily, probably. Daily.
Well, and it's something... Fortunately or unfortunately, that these guys know all too well.
Yeah.
Is therapy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true, right? What you know. I didn't even think of that.
That's right.
Yeah, right about what you know. There you go. Well, why don't you, I was giving you the look here to introduce, we have another special guest here, one of your...
Yeah, so if I could just say, when we graduate from the program, these guys then go to work either in our studio or on the outside, and we have right here Andrew Turney, who is currently in our animation track, and getting ready to come into the animation studio once he graduates.
Hello, I'm Andrew Turney here. I'm one of the third year students of Exceptional Minds. I do the, I'm great with doing cleanup animation, and I am one day thinking of finding some place to do some animation outside the studio, whether it's major studio or independent.
That's great. What just describe to us, for those of us who don't know what cleanup animation is like, a little bit what your job's like. What do you do exactly? What does that mean?
Cleanup animation is one of the is the final part of doing is the final stage of animating, where you could finally do the final bits of the lining for the characters and color.
Okay. So I apologize, I know so little about animation, but the picture's drawn, and then you're doing like fine tuning the facial features, or what exactly?
Well, it's clean up on the movements.
The movements, okay. Okay, and then that's in software, or I apologize, I know so little about this, Andrew.
Well, I'm mostly great at doing it in Adobe Animate.
Okay.
Although I still like to learn how to do Toon Boom, even though EM doesn't have that type of equipment to do Toon Boom, which would require a PC and Cintiqs.
What would be like your dream job, or like what would you, if you could have any, like 10 years from now, you get really good at whatever software you like and you'd like to work on The Simpsons, or like what exactly do you have in mind?
Well, I do like to work on for The Simpsons or Family Guy, or sometimes I like to do 2D animated feature films.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I mean, seriously, people need to start making more 2D animated feature films. They're getting rare.
What is 2D animation? Is that like Toy Story, or does that mean something else? No.
Something else. I mean, like, for example, let me recall, like Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Wait, what was Toy Story then? That's not a 2D.
3D animated.
It was 3D animated. Okay.
Well, I'm currently learning 3D animation in Maya.
Give me another example of 2D. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about this.
Well, another example for 2D animation, like Aladdin.
Okay.
And what else? And also Fantasia.
All the older ones.
And even some of the films by Don Bluth, even though I heard that he's still making his next theatrical 2D animated feature film, Dragon's Lair the Movie, which is based on this arcade game, Dragon's Lair.
Okay. How about, have you been able to...
And animation wasn't the only thing my biggest dream would be. I also like to be an actor.
That's great. That's great. Do they have? Is there anywhere people can see your work, your animation work, or your acting work?
Oh, at EM we have guests coming over random guests coming over and just to check out the animation works during the tour. I mean, through my reels, I can even put my reels on YouTube. Well, for voiceover acting, I have been doing a few auditioning voice acting on YouTube.
That's great.
And I even have...
What's your YouTube handle?
My YouTube channel is called Edward2Fan47.
Okay, Edward, all two. Spelled out?
Yeah.
Two fan, number two, or all spelled out?
Number two.
Number two, okay. And F-A-N?
Yeah, 47.
47, got it. Okay.
Yeah, although it's not popular, this YouTube channel.
Well, you never know. You only need one break. You only need one break. Come on, Andrew, one break. You can do it.
Well, although in this channel it's just some videos of just a couple of dubs and fan series parodies I do.
That's great.
Well, like for example, this. Good afternoon. May I interest in you some coffee?
That's great. That's great.
Or also, there's also this. Hello, Moe's Tavern. Hi, I'm looking for a Miss Wiz here. First name Tekka. Hold on. Hey, I'm looking for a Miss Tekka Wiz here. Everybody put down your mugs. I want a Tekka Wiz here.
Why would you want to do it in front of us?
Wait a minute. When I find out who you are, I'm going to hunt you down, rip your heart out, and then crush it with a steamroller.
That's a very good Mo.
I made that
I gotta
up.
Say, that's a very good Mo.
I mean, I don't mind if I would take over Hank Azaria's role if Hank Azaria decided to retire.
I think that's a great goal. I think if you get that, if somebody rings your, if somebody calls you to give you that, take it.
Well, Mo isn't the only character I'm great at doing. I mean, I also do this.
Worst city ever.
That's pretty good, too. The comic book guy. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And who else besides him? Oh, and also, welcome to the Quickie Mart. May I interest you in the donut? We bake it fresh from the oven and then leave it out here for 2 years.
We might cut the Indian one. I'm not sure, but we're definitely keeping the other two. That was terrific.
Thanks.
We're running out of time. Anything else you want to say to our listeners?
That's all I've got.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you for having me.
Andrew, thank you so much. Very interesting young man. And Ernie, you wanna tell our listeners anything sounding?
Listen, I just really appreciate your taking our story on and telling the world about us. And I'd like to invite your listeners and you to come out and visit Exceptional Minds.
I'd love to. I'd love to come out there. Guys, one more time, Exceptional Minds, give us the website one more time where they can find you guys.
The website is www.exceptionalmindsstudio.org.
Twitter, Instagram, we do anything like that? How do they reach out to you guys?
We have both Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
What are the handles?
You know what? X-Minds.
X-Minds.
So the letter X, mine. Oh, EX.
His brains are sitting next to him. The PR lady sitting right next to him is speaking in his ear.
So go to our website and find it, but EX Minds is our title, our handle.
Guys, this is a very interesting episode. Really excited about all the interesting people that are taking action and doing something so positive. Take a second to follow them and reach out to them, and you can do it, guys. Well, Graham, that was it. Hit a little close to home there at the end.
Yes, and it's amazing how quickly you put that tape in the recorder and rolled the tape. We didn't have a tape.
No. I tipped my hand to my age there for a second. Yeah.
Yep. I thought that interview was awesome. I mean, I love this. I mean, the Moe's Tavern.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kid is a lot like my brother. He just is. You can just sort of tell cognitively they're very similar. And it's also gives me hope that maybe my brother, we always talk about your son, you know, hope
goals,
that
for my son,
goals
yeah.
one day he can, you know, get a job being maybe a custodian or something like that. And that's what my brother does right now. He's a custodian. And then hearing someone who sounds a lot like my brother, I mean, you know, you can tell a lot from that interview, and that he's actually working as an animator. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool.
You know, it makes me feel like maybe Peter could do something, maybe not being in animation, but something else.
You know? I think the key is for, not just for people on the spectrum, but for all of us, is trying to find something where your interests align with your skills.
Absolutely. So, just like us, just like people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do now, and I'm in my 40s.
I'm doing it. You're doing it.
Same thing. Still trying to find something.
Really?
A little bit.
Quit comedy?
No. I'm talking about comedy, but you're trying to find that one project that aligns perfectly with your skills that sends you to the next level.
Oh.
I lost Graham's interest. Oh, okay. Well,
all right, whatever.
Yeah, if that's how you feel.
You're being real down. Kirk's being a real Debbie Downer on himself over there.
No. I'm just saying you're trying to find that one project that really accentuates what you bring to the table.
Mm, like Seinfeld 2. I don't know. We've lost our minds. That's another episode.
We did it, guys.
Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for our guests for coming on. You're both fantastic and an inspiration. I'm at Graham K. Okay, that's my name with okay on the end on Twitter and the Gram Instagram and patreon.com/autastic if you'd like to donate for as little as a dollar per episode. And I'm not going to forget about you, Kirk. Kirk Smith Comedy Smith Comedy on the Gram as well. And you're also on, can you believe it, Twitter. Holy cow, the guy's got a Twitter account.
Snapchat.
And Instagram.
Facebook.
He is famous, people.
Periscope.
He's the only man who still has a Vine account. Kirk.
And a MySpace account.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'll be in New York too, November 1st through the 7th for, I'm doing an autism event out there November 3rd, if you want to come out to that. Or you can catch me at clubs, too, if you're in the East Coast that week.
Yes. I'm pretty much always on the East Coast. I'm always in New York City. If you come on vacation or live in the area and are going to be in New York, go to comedybythegraham.com. That's comedy by the, my name, graham.com. And I got all my schedule in there.
He's killing it. He's killing it. If you guys could just see his hair today. All right, guys, that's
it.
It's looking good. Looking good. Looking good. Guys, you can do it. We love you.